Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire.
95.9 The Legend, Ring of Fire. Johnny Cash, good morning. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. I mentioned earlier that we don't normally play new music here on The Legend. We play classic country, but Dave Kyle is with us this morning, and Dave is a Wabash Valley native. And living out in California now. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm great.
Glad to have you here.
Well, I'm glad to be here. It's 5 o'clock my time.
Are you suffering from jet lag or anything?
Suffering a little bit. Too much coffee right now.
Well, you know, I've known Dave for a long time from the old days, and I got kind of excited when I saw that you were putting new music together, a new CD. And so you're in town, actually going to debut the CD, tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night, it's the Sonka Irish Pub,
yep.
14th and Wabash.
Everybody's invited.
Everybody, yes, yep. Hopefully.
And
come.
Tell us a little bit about the CD. How did it happen? Why? How did it all come together? What made you decide to do it this late in the career?
Well, this guy here next to me.
Yeah, you're going to have to introduce him.
This is Steve Ruschen, the harmonica player.
Hi, Steve.
Extraordinaire. He kept after me. We were wanting to do a project back in the 70s. And, you know, things got tied up, and he just kept after me. We ought to do a project. We ought to do a project. Mm-hmm. Finally, I said, well, let's try to put something on tape. So we went to Dave Richardson's studio in Terre Haute and laid down some stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to California and kind of forgot about it for a little bit. But Steve kept adding stuff onto it here, and they sent the tapes to California, and I worked on it a little out there, And then Steve kept after me again. And so without Steve, this would have never come to fruition.
Right. So it's your fault.
It's his fault. Yeah, if it's no good, it's Steve's fault.
Dave, tell us a little bit about you. I mean, you knocked around Terre Haute area in the Wabash Valley for a lot of years, playing a lot of different bands. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, the best. I mean, I played with Kid Lizard, with the LaFoon Brothers, yeah. and with Steve here.
Yeah.
But the best thing that ever happened to me was getting in Jimmy Dye's band.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy really taught me a lot. He taught me how to be more professional, more looking professional and acting professional, mostly acting. But I learned a lot playing with him, played with him for 3 years, and I kind of kept writing, and Jimmy was nice enough to let me play some of my songs that I'd written at the club.
Uh-huh.
And so I kept writing and sending songs. I'd started sending songs to Nashville in 73. And finally, right around 90, I decided, well, it's time to make a move. Gibson Guitar hired me as an inspector.
So you worked at Gibson Guitar in Nashville?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was an experience.
Well, I bet.
I learned a lot about guitars. I thought I knew a lot about until I started working there.
Yeah.
But the first day I got to town, Will Shouse, who lives here in Terre Haute and played with the Kindles and Del Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
He offered me a job the first day I got to town. So Will and I lived together and I started playing, and finally I had to quit Gibson because I was getting too many playing jobs. And JT Cornfloss from here in town helped me out getting some studio work, and things just kind of mushroomed for
me. Well, you played with some pretty good names.
I did. I really did. I got so
Let's drop some names. Let's tell folks, you know, who all you
I hate to do it, you know, in a normal conversation because everybody thinks, there he goes again. But I got a job through JT on the television show on WSMV, Channel 4's NBC station in Nashville.
Yeah. It used to be WSM's television station.
Right.
Yeah.
And we got people that I loved, like Lonnie Mack, I got to play with on there.
Mm-hmm.
Del Reeves, who Will played with. I ended up playing with Del, too, eventually.
Right. Yeah.
And Johnny Russell, Jack Green. But then one day the producer said, guess who we got next week? And we were always having a hard time getting the tapes ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because like they give them to you the night before, and you had to play at 7:30 in the morning and learn these three new songs.
Oh, my.
And she said, it's Chet Atkins. And I thought she was kidding. Yeah. I thought, well, I don't know who is it, really.
Yeah.
And it was Chet.
Oh, wow.
So I thought, wow, this would be a perfect time. I wrote for a magazine, too, called Vintage Guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great enough to play with Chet. I thought, well, kill me now. My life's finished, you know.
All right.
And I asked him if he would interview for the magazine, and he said, sure, be at my office Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Well, I I got there Wednesday, and they said Chet had a date he forgot about.
Oh, no.
So I thought, well, he's blowing me off, yeah, you know. Yeah. So he calls my house, and he said, hey, Mr. Chet. And I thought it was my friend Randy Lane, because he was always doing that. Uh-huh. And I said, man, call me when you can talk sense, Randy. And hung up. And the phone rang again. He said, hey, don't hang up. This is really Chet. He said, I'm sorry I missed you last Wednesday, but come in next week. So we got to be pretty good friends.
All right.
Through that. And I got to play with Dwayne Eddy and Wolfman Jack. And
yeah.
People, you know, you heard when you were, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Just, I can't even think of
it. Oh, that's great. Know. That's great stories. Yeah. I'm sure you got your full of stories from all the years that you've been doing this.
Yeah, yeah, some I can tell you here on the radio.
Yeah, and some you can, yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the song. What are you going to sing first off the CD? You can do some live stuff here this morning.
This is a kind of a slow thing. I've gotten a little aged.
Well, we're all getting a little older.
And this is pretty much how I feel. It's called Too Late in the Day.
Okay.
You ready, Steve? I shouldn't sit down, but I need the rest. There's no hurry anyway. I got a list a mile long of things that need done. It's just too late in the day. You can call me lazy. You won't be the first. I just don't care what people say. I'll take my time. I'm committing no crime. And it's too late in the day. Well, the sun's sinking low. You got places to go. Don't let me slow you down. Too late to do much but sit here and watch that evening sun go down. I'll start earlier tomorrow. The light's much better then. That's what I've heard some people say. Right now I'm tired and I need to be inspired. But it's too late in the day. Too late in the day.
All right, yeah. Super, super. I'll tell you what, you sent me a copy of the CD you bought a week or so ago, and first thing I did, look around for a CD player, and well, I got my truck. So I drive, you know, 30 minutes or so every day, so I've been listening to it back and forth coming into work, and I love it.
Well,
I love the
so
CD.
Much.
Yeah, I know people drive by and I'm listening to it and I'm smiling. They probably think I'm nuts. But it's really, really great. Now, the CD listening party is tomorrow night at the Sonka.
At 7:30.
At 7:30, okay. And it's open to the public. Everybody, come on in.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of crowded, I think.
Well, that's okay.
I had originally looked for a bigger room, but Sandy and I go way back at the Sonka. Gosh, I started going there when Tim Cahill owned it and J.J. Mahalik. And then it changed. Pat Dolan got it. And now Sandy and her husband, Kevin,
yeah,
have it.
Yeah.
And they turned it into such a beautiful
it
place.
It is. It's really nice. I like it.
Yeah. And the food's great. I ate there last night when I came into town.
The Irish beef is great.
Yeah. Well, I'm an Irish boy. So.
Yeah. That's for sure. All right. Well, you got another song in you?
I sure do.
All right. Let's do it.
This is called Man on the Run.
Get your heart.
Yeah. All right. It goes like this. Stick out my thumb by the side of the road, going nowhere fast. Headlights come, taillights go, and another car goes past. If I even wake up tomorrow, I hope it's somewhere far away. It won't matter anyhow, I won't be able to stay. I'm a man on the run for something I ain't done. Whether I head west or into the sun, I'm a man on the run. Either the rain is soaking through my shoes, or the sun's beating down on my head. Oh, I'm building for the place I know, no hiding place for a bed. But if I slow down a minute too long, somebody might ask about my past. So I keep roaming from town to town, hoping that no one will ask. Whoa, I'm a man on the run for something I ain't done. Whether I head west or into the sun, I'm a man on the run. I'm a man on the run. I'm a man on the run for something I ain't done. Whether I head west or into the sun, I'm a man on the run. I'm a man on the run. I'm a man on the run.
Love it. Love it. Good stuff. Now, if somebody wants to get the CD, you can download it, right?
You can download it on CD Baby, iTunes, most of the downloading sites. Or you can send to me personally at P.O. Box 70212, mm-hmm. Riverside, California. And send a check, and I'll send a CD.
Well, we'll put that up on Facebook so everybody can get that
great
address. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
But it's CD's called Looking Back.
Looking Back.
And
I'm looking forward to playing it.
Yeah, looking forward to Looking Back. You grew up in Clinton area, right?
I was born in Clinton, and my family moved to Chicago for a short time. Mm-hmm. And when we came back, we came to Clinton. But my grandmother lived in Universal, so I lived out there from like age 5 to when I graduated high school.
Yeah. So. Well, welcome back to the Wabash Valley. I'm sure a lot of folks are going to be excited to see and hear you tomorrow night at the Sonkas.
Terre Haute's my adopted town, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's glad to have you in here this morning. It's good to see you again. It's been years.
Good to see you, Barry.
We really appreciate you stopping by, and you guys are great. Yeah.
Well, thanks
and,
a lot.
Now, words and music, all yours?
Yeah.
And it's taken several years to put it all together, but it's great.
Yeah, I'm the blame for it.
It's great. Well, again, thanks again.
Well, thank you,
buddy. And good luck to you.